This is Advice for Life with Lynn. Today's issue, your body, your machine, getting your 25-year-old body back. I like the body back without the head because I feel like I'm smarter now. Maybe I was cuter then. Anyway.
Appreciate my little things.
It's not even appreciate. Realize what life really is. I mean, that's it. We can appreciate art. We can appreciate this. We can appreciate that. But when you realize that your food is information and that your body is water and it's electrical and how much value there is in getting rid of all of the interference between us.
You have problems? She has answers. Getting down to the nitty gritty with people who know what they're talking about. This is Advice for Life with Lynn.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at adviceforlifewithlynn.com/audible. I love the word free. There are over 180,000 titles to choose from. You can get them from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Hi, everybody. All right, let me be totally honest right off the bat here. I'm vain and I'm a little superficial. A lot. I do Botox, I do laser, I do microdermabrasion, things, you know, anything that encourages collagen growth and staves off aging. I also exercise to get physically and emotionally fit and to stave off aging vanity. And I partake in a spiritual group to keep my mind sharp and stave off aging. And of course, I've done, you know, the great O shot. I think I've talked to you guys about that in the second podcast we've ever done. That turns back the hoo-ha clock and it works. Let me tell you, I'll never stop doing that. All of this makes me feel stronger and fabulous. And if you look at me and those perfect pictures that I post on social media, because who doesn't post perfect pictures? I should post imperfect. That would be different. You would think by looking at me that I'm pretty healthy, right? That I would live for a really long time. But just like everybody else, I'm not perfect on the inside or the outside. Recently, I had some intensive blood work done and I found out my thyroid isn't working 100%. My liver isn't working 100%. And I've got this inflammation thing going on, I hear, possibly from Diet Coke. I'm not totally convinced because I so miss you so much, Diet Coke. Anyway, and my cells aren't always happy. Dr. Roy's across from me laughing. All of this stuff that I just told you about could someday lead to disease or, you know, make me look bad and feel bad. I also work in an environment filled with electromagnetic fields of toxic energy, TV station. Of course, everybody has a phone in their hand, so you're also feeling it too. And personally, I've been under some emotional stress in the last 6 months. Who hasn't? I'm not unique. You too probably have a stressful life. You're surrounded by toxicity. And maybe you too accept the notion that, you know, all this is part of getting older. It's part of life. You know, people get old and wrinkly, feel bad, whatever. That's a bunch of BS. In today's podcast, we're going to talk with a doctor whom I call the body mechanic. She's a friend of Advice for Life. She's talked to us before about sexual health and the O-shot and all that stuff and wellness. Dr. Elizabeth Roy says there's no reason why we cannot get our 25-year-old body back from the inside and outside. I could bounce a quarter off my butt when I was 25. I'd really like to do it again. She says that we're polluting ourselves and there are things that we can do to clean up ourselves and have more energy, digest food better, sleep better, just overall perform better, resulting in our main goal, feeling better. We're going to find out from her what we can start doing right now at home on our own and what we can do in a doctor's office, if we choose to do so, to get that 25-year-old self back. She says it is possible and it's really exciting.
Time for Lynn's confession.
All right, top three things on my mind. Number one, the holidays are coming and I'm really looking forward to stovetop stuffing. That's not a whole food, Dr. Roy. You know, it's true. You know, the processed stuff, it's so much better than the homemade crap. I love that junk. Number two, I'm getting ready to turn my car in and get a new lease. I hate that car thing. Do you guys hate that car thing? I hate the car. I hate the car. I'd rather get a colonoscopy or put a fork in my eyeball. The third confession I have is my baby girl is about to turn 18 next week. And honestly, I don't know where the time went. I feel like death is that much closer. But at least I look good, right? Or at least I will get my 25-year-old body back.
Background check.
The background on today's guest, Dr. Elizabeth Roy, is the founder of Doctor Studio out of Boca Raton. Her practice really guys, is one of a kind. I've never met anybody like her. She specializes in non-surgical techniques for overall optimal wellness, including sexual health. Love the O-shot. And anti-aging medicine covers a bunch of things here. She's kind of like a detective. She sees the problem, she finds the root cause, and reverses everything. Dr. Roy is also an author of this great book called Regenerating Sexual Potential. You can find it on Amazon. She is a pioneer. Welcome, Dr. Roy.
Thank you very much, Lynn. Love to be here.
Well, you're the brain, and I'm going to be the water downer because when you talk to me, I get so excited. Honestly, I can't believe what you said, that we can get our 25-year-old body back. So let me back up. You once said recently that we could all live to 139. I thought that was an interesting number. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that we're doing right now that are shortening our lifespan or not making our body work to its fullest potential?
Oh, that's easy. Diet Coke. Just wanted to bring that up just in case everyone didn't hear that. So basically putting chemicals in our machine, thinking bad thoughts, being surrounded by all of this electromagnetic pollution, things that aren't necessarily within our control. I'm not sure how we can all live in that mountaintop where there isn't all of those things. So we have to use the technology that's currently available to basically neutralize those age accelerators. And that's what I'm so excited about letting out of the box here today.
Yeah. Okay, I can tell you're bursting.
I am.
Tell me what you want to say. I'm going to skip my questions and tell me what you want to say about neutralizing, whatever the heck that means.
I want to build the story because I think that we don't understand how much of our wellness is actually within our control. You know, I've seen a big change in your life, in your body, in just the first year here, the last year rather. And that's because you took control and you've done a lot of amazing things. You don't have to be 100%. You just have to do more good than bad. And the body is really quite resilient. So it's important that we all understand that there are age accelerators, there are disease accelerators, and they come in the form of inflammation. And I know that sounds crazy because everybody says, well, wait a minute, I don't have a swollen ankle. I'm not inflamed.
Right.
What I need for you to understand, and we're all sophisticated enough to understand this, so if we just have this conversation, I think we'll get there. Ask me any questions you want because it's important that you understand. Inflammation is really simply signals at a cellular level that are interfering with normal function. And if cellular function is interfered with, then your entire body mechanism is not functioning optimally.
So there are age accelerators and disease accelerators.
Yes.
Tell me about those.
Let me start right from the very beginning.
Okay.
We are born perfect. We are. If you imagine that our genes are light switches, they're all on. We have regenerative genes. Those are on. Those are regenerating our bodies all the time. We have tumor suppressor genes, which means that we actually have cells in our body that fight tumors. Kids don't typically get cancer. Kids heal fast. We are growing very rapidly when we're young. As we get older, some of those genes get turned off. Just by aging, the aging process, those genes will get turned off. So we degenerate faster than we regenerate. That is basically aging. We turn that corner in our 20s and we start to feel
that. Wow, that's so early.
Yeah, it really is. It's very, very early. Now, we have a genetic roadmap, if you will. I think about it as a topography. All of us have this potential. Inflammation being the only cause of disease manifests based upon our genetics. So for instance, if you have this topographical map and you pour inflammation on mine, it's going to go in the direction of cancer. My family has cancers. Mm. If we pour it in your direction, it might be cardiovascular disease.
It
might be diabetes. All of those things are a manifestation of inflammation.
So inflammation just goes to whatever your weakness is.
Exactly, whatever your genetic weakness is.
And when you talk about inflammation, what do you mean? Like we were saying earlier, it's not like you have a swollen ankle.
That's right. So really what inflammation is an interference with the cell function.
Okay.
It interferes with the signals that the cell emits. It interferes with the way the cells work. Really, all we are is one biochemical reaction after the next. And that biochemical reaction is either favoring regeneration or degeneration. Okay.
That's kind of depressing.
Well, it isn't, because we are in such control over that. That's the thing. If you feel a victim of it, then it's depressing.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's a negative thought.
You know, look at you in this last year. You said, I'm not going to be a victim of this. I am going to embrace my life and do the things, seek some help, which you did, and I'm proud of you, and do the things that I know that I have to do in order to slow down the degeneration and actually encourage regeneration. And we live in a very exciting time, because what we are understanding about this is that we have so much control, and we're also bringing in technologies that can start to turn back on some of those regeneration genes.
Okay, before we talk about the technology, let's just review, because, I'm not a science major, and I think everybody listening too feels the same way. So just to review, you're saying age and disease has accelerators, and that is caused by inflammation.
Yeah.
Inflammation is anytime the cell's like, what up? Yep. You know, you're bothering me. Okay, so what can we do to reduce inflammation?
Okay. I'm also going to make it a little bit of an analogy.
Okay. Right?
So everybody has a car.
Mm-hmm.
Cars run well if they are maintained. You put good gas in your car and it performs well. You still have to change the oil. Why? Because there's gunk in there. Okay. The spark plugs, the belts go bad, all of this stuff. The body works exactly the same way. So if you put sugar in your gas tank, it's still going to run, but it's going to get gunked up faster.
Mm.
You're going to have very poor performance. And that's really how our bodies work. If we put bad food in, bad information in, because food is information, we put bad information in, our cells aren't going to work as efficiently. All of the supplements that everyone is selling, whatever the most popular one is today, turmeric, fish oils, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of these things, resveratrol, red wine's good for you, blah, blah. That's all true. What are they trying to do? They are simply anti-inflammatory. I'm going to eat blueberries because they're antioxidants and they're anti-inflammatory. I'm going to eat cold water, deep sea fish because it contains fish oils, omega-3 fatty acids, they're anti-inflammatory.
So if I'm not inflamed, my cells are working better, my body's working better, and I look and feel better.
Exactly. Inflammation, for instance, if you're a smoker, the chemicals that are in the cigarettes cause significant oxidation, like rusting your cells, and inflammation, like gunking up, like sugar in the gas tank.
So All chemicals cause inflammation.
And if you look at a smoker's skin, for instance, you can see this person's skin is breaking down. It doesn't glow. It doesn't have that youthful color. It looks kind of gray. Well, that's because of the oxidation and the inflammation. So everything we're trying to do to stay healthy and to prevent disease and reverse disease and anti-age and all of that is to antioxidize and to anti-inflame.
So how can we do that at home? Antioxidize and anti-flame.
Okay. So there's a lot we can do at home. We talk about it over and over and over again, and that is a healthy diet. What is a healthy diet? A healthy diet is very simple. Whole, fresh foods.
There's no magic pill.
However, I am going to out of the box a magic. We do have some magic today. And we'll talk about that. I think it's important to talk about foundationally what it is that you can do at home.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep bringing me to that place because it's true. There's so much we can do. And we're going to talk about that in context of even preconditioning the body for what I have to anti-age and to increase longevity. And what I mean is what you can do at home every single day is preconditioning for longevity, for a healthier life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want to be 139 and not be healthy,
right?
And not be beautiful and not be vibrant.
Right.
Who would want to? I mean, there's plenty of people out there in the nursing homes. They may be breathing and their chest is moving, but they're not vibrant and they're not healthy.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm talking about. And in fact, I don't want to be 53, which I am, and not be vibrant and healthy.
Yeah,
either.
Nobody does.
No,
nobody listening does.
No, no. So we want to live our very best life. Mm-hmm. So the very first thing you have to understand is everything that you interact with as a human being is information at a cellular level. We are electrical. We're basically a battery. We are 70% water. We are electrons. We are electrical. And we talk. The cells talk among themselves and they decide, you know, we're going to either regenerate or we're going to degenerate. How we interact with our cell phones, how we interact with Wi-Fi, how we interact with the food, what we put in our mouths, what we put on our skin, the thoughts we think, what we breathe in, all of those things then are either supportive or detrimental to the battery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So eating whole fresh foods that do not contain pesticides, that are not genetically modified, that is the correct information. Food is information. You eat that, it delivers the right inflammation. And when I say the right inflammation, I mean what I think is right, which mm-hmm. is regeneration, repair, mm-hmm. health, vibrancy. That's
feeding
the right
cells.
Information. That's mm-hmm. correct. You add a Diet Coke to that, and those signals, they are actually literally signals to your cell, are degenerative.
But why? I love it so much.
Diet
I know
Coke
I'm
actually
addict.
Kills brain cells.
I know you've said that to me. Is
yeah.
that true?
Oh, it is. I could cite all the medical literature if it's necessary, and maybe that's what
that's
I'll send
things.
You an email.
So not to pick on Diet Coke,
sure,
Scott, if they wanted to sponsor this podcast,
example.
I would jump in a minute. But anything in a can or you know, that's
chemicals.
Chemicals.
Just chemicals.
Right.
Right. I mean, you know.
It can be vodka.
Well, vodka is not really chemicals unless chemicals are added,
okay.
right? Vodka actually isn't that unhealthy if you drink too much, obviously.
Right.
So I think maybe we should spend a little time on that because eating healthy
okay.
and living a healthy life is not difficult. It's not deprivation.
Or expensive because,
no.
you know,
yeah.
it can be. So the number one thing is eat whole fresh foods
right.
as much as you can.
As much as you can, whole fresh foods. Now, that's right. And it's that's not hard. You can go to farmer's markets. You can find different ways. I mean, we spend money on stupid things, right? Dumb
that's
things.
True.
Yeah. So you have to decide to make an investment in yourself. Everybody doesn't have to shop at Whole Foods. You can absolutely find what you need typically at a regular grocery store.
Give us some examples of some great fresh whole foods.
Spinach, broccoli, snap peas, right? Nuts, raw macadamia nuts.
Do you ever have a cookie, Dr. Roy?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So you're not extreme.
No. You don't have to be extreme. But I will tell you, my desire for cookies is actually quite low. And the reason is because I am clean, when I put a cookie in there, I feel it.
What do you feel?
I feel fatigued. I feel headachy. I feel less than vibrant. Now, I may choose to do it because I'm a human as well, and I pick my poison. What's important to me is that my patients, my clients, my friends and family understand that this is within their control.
Mm.
So there's no judgment. I rarely get invited out to dinner with anybody because they think I'm watching them eat something. I'm not watching. No, I don't care what you eat.
Oh, poor fact, Dr. Roy.
What I end up doing is I'll order something bad just to make them feel better. How's that for peer pressure? Right?
Well, that's your own twisted. We're all human.
That's
your issue. Trying
exactly
to fix other
right.
people, make them feel better. But yeah, what would you order if you weren't trying to make anybody feel better?
Well, I'd order a nice big piece of salmon. I might have a Buddha bowl with some miso and fresh crunchy vegetables and a beautiful salad with a great salad dressing and lots of seasoning. I love East Indian food, Moroccan food. I love Ethiopian food, which is typically fresh vegetables, lots of spice, lots of flavor. I'm a warm kind of girl, so I don't like cold things. I like warm things or even medium spicy things. But things that have color, things that have life. You have to, if you want to live, you have to eat living things.
Okay.
Very
so
important.
The number one thing to getting your body, your 25-year-old body back to living your optimal health is to eat fresh foods.
Absolutely.
As much as you can. Whole foods, fresh
Absolutely.
Foods. And if you fall off the wagon.
Don't worry
I
about
mean,
it.
Right.
Get back on.
Right.
Enjoy whatever. If you fall off, enjoy it. Enjoy it, enjoy it, enjoy it, and then get back on.
And just to reiterate, your point is because you're feeding your cells, you're giving information to your cells.
That's right. I want to, it's my mission mm-hmm. to reconnect people with their food source. And I know that sounds crazy, but if you ask children about their food source, they have no idea that their food grows on a tree that grows in the ground.
We drove by a couple of years ago down at Homestead, and my daughter's like, what are those sticks? Well, that's where tomatoes